Hearing public figures come out in favor of medical marijuana access does help us all move forward. And it's coming close to a celebratory time. It takes place all over the country, no matter what time zone you're in, and that's why we're here today. 420 is International Cannabis Awareness Day, and at 420, on 420, you'll find celebrations happening all over the country. In Boulder, Colorado, right now at Colorado University, they're going to have about 10,000 to 12,000 people out on the campus square, and it is more of a celebratory event. You will see a large cloud of smoke roll over the Colorado University campus. But all this weekend, they've been having seminars out there as well, a very serious discussion about ending marijuana prohibition. We're here with Philly Normal and New Jersey Normal. An important part of Normal's work throughout the years has been the Normal Legal Committee and all of the attorneys who've been involved. Without attorneys who've been involved with these organizations, protection of patients and forwarding these causes really wouldn't be possible at all. So it's these attorneys that we thank. It's really great to have one of these attorneys with us to talk about the involvement of Normal over the years. I'd like to welcome Ann Davis from New Jersey Normal.
Hey, good to be here. As you said, I'm Ann Davis. I live in New Jersey. I'm a single mom. I have a 15-year-old and I have a 4-year-old. I have my own law practice. I own my own house. I've worked for Fairley Dickinson as an ethics professor, where I found my fabulous paralegal, Delia. Hi, Delia. And I've worked as a Sunday school teacher, a Girl Scout leader, and with all those traditional roles, tell you that I believe that marijuana should be permitted. We have to end marijuana prohibition. I'm here to tell you about what is Normal. It's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. It was founded by Keith Straub in 1970. Do we have Keith's picture somewhere? I was told we might. He founded the organization in 1970. It has grown so significantly over the near 40 years that it's been around. It is now run by Alan St. Pierre. He's our executive director. He works out of his office in Washington, D.C., but he travels the country trying to spread Normal's philosophies and some hope in ending prohibition. We have Russ Belleville. He is our iPod cast coordinator. He does the daily stash if you go to Normal's website. Normal's grown significantly. It's international in Canada, Czech Republic, Hungary, Israel, Jamaica, Norway, Sweden. In the U.S., there's over 130 chapters. The legal committee comprises of over 520 attorneys across the country, here to help anybody in need when the situation calls for it. The difference between Normal and some of the other organizations, we support the medical marijuana, but we're a little bit more expansive than that. We believe that prohibition should end, that marijuana should be legal. Of course, it needs to be regulated, but it should be permitted for people in their own home, in the privacy of their own home, to be able to smoke marijuana at night. It's used everywhere, and the reality is it's in every state, it's in every town, it's in every neighborhood, everywhere. I could go anywhere in this state, not know a person, and I guarantee you I will find marijuana. And that's what we have to say. It's out there. To the opponents, it's there. They're not going to stop it. We're just asking for regulation of marijuana, to stop spending billions of dollars every year, putting people in prison, ruining their lives, taking away kids' financial aid because they smoked one joint and they got busted. It happens, and it happens every day across the country. It's used by all ages, all cultures, people who have money, people who are on the street. It goes to every socioeconomic level and every cultural background uses marijuana, and they have for thousands of years. The opponents worry about the kids. What's going to happen if we let it on the street? The kids are going to start using marijuana. I have kids. My job as a parent is to teach my kids, and I tell my 15-year-old, I'll kick your ass if you smoke marijuana the same way I would if you drank vodka right now. She's not old enough. But for those of us who are old enough, it's our right if that's what we want to do. Carlos Santana was asked what Obama should do, and I found his answer amazing. He said, let's pull the troops, educate the kids, and legalize marijuana. Kudos to Carlos Santana, right? Hell, Arnold Schwarzenegger became a governor. Why couldn't Carlos Santana be president? In California, the permit fees have generated thousands of dollars, sales tax, income tax. It has done so much for the economy in California, just as the wine industry has. People aren't dying and killing each other in California because marijuana is permitted. We want to see it happen across the country with good regulation. Normal can't understand, we members of Normal can't understand why hundreds of thousands of people die every year from tobacco, alcohol, and prescription drugs, yet you can't smoke marijuana in this country. The fact of the matter is that things like Jack Daniels, I think, taste like crap. But why do people drink it? The reality is because they want to get a buzz. Why do people come home at the end of the day and have a glass of wine? Because they want to get a buzz. They want to loosen up. For us, this is our preference. We want to smoke a joint. That's what we want to do. But because half of the world out there says, no, no, drugs are bad. It's the gateway. It's not the gateway drug. Because I can tell you that I personally know doctors, lawyers, people that own multi-million dollar corporations who smoke marijuana. They raise their kids. Their kids graduate. They go to college. They have successful grandchildren. And they smoke marijuana. So talking about why smoke, some people don't even talk about why do we smoke? Why do we do it? Makes you mellow. It's not addictive. It doesn't last that long. You can smoke and wake up the next day, and you don't feel like crap. Jim, what happens when you drink martinis all night? You wake up with a headache. You feel like crap. That doesn't happen when you smoke marijuana. And I was talking to Neil from LEAP about domestic violence. I do a lot of family law, and alcohol contributes so much to household arguments that end in domestic violence. And my viewpoint is, go smoke a joint. Go crack a bag of potato chips and talk about it. Right? There's many people that smoke marijuana. Jack Black, Woody Harrelson, Montel Williams. What about politicians? Clinton tried it. Obama tried it. Obama said the point was to inhale, right? Athletes, Michael Phelps. Do you think it was the first time Michael Phelps tried marijuana? Did he ever say that once? I don't think so. But he was a major athlete, gold medal winner, and he smoked marijuana. It's not going to kill anybody. Join us. Support Normal. Whether it's a donation, clicking onto the website, CapWiz has links to every state to your legislators. They make it so easy. Just shoot an email. Make that phone call. And even if we are successful in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York, we still have the federal battle, and you can't forget that. You need to make the phone calls to the White House. I called Obama's office. Let him know. It's an important issue to you. Make the phone call. It takes 2 minutes of your time. Don't wait and think that everybody else is going to do it for you. We need all of you. Just take a minute. Make that phone call. Send the email. Send the letter. Now, be active. Today is 420. It's the National Pot Smokers Holiday, for those of you that don't know. So celebrate.
You know, you're going to find a lot of folks like Ann involved with Normal. Just head on out to the Normal Legal Seminars in Aspen or Key West. Hit up the National Normal Conference, usually takes place out in California, and you'll find hundreds of like-minded people as enthusiastic and fired up as Ann is. Next up, and it is coming very close to 420, we're going to have a moment of silence at 420 today for the 870,000-plus Americans arrested. Now, that was the last number we had. For the last year, data was available. It's probably going to be more than 900,000 people arrested this year for marijuana violations. We're going to have a moment of silence for them. Medical marijuana isn't only moving forward in New Jersey. We had a Coalition for Medical Marijuana seminar in March in Collingswood, and one of the attendees was the chairman of the Democratic Caucus in the House here in Pennsylvania. His name is Mark B. Cohen. Mr. Cohen is very enthusiastically introducing a medical marijuana bill for Pennsylvania this or next week. The first day of the House was meeting back was actually today. We were hoping to see that introduced today on 420, but I'm not sure it was going to get in on the schedule. Coming up next is Derek Rosenwag. Derek is the co-leader, along with some very core group of volunteers, of Philly Normal, and he also started the group Pennsylvanians for Medical Marijuana, and he's worked very closely to help get this bill introduced here in the Keystone State. Derek?
Thank you, everyone, for coming. Wow, happy 420. So, marijuana, it's the most popular illicit drug on the market. Over 95 million people over the age of 12 have tried cannabis at least once. At least 14 million Americans use it once per month or more. High school students, as Neil said, have